And remember in the story, it was in an exaggerated way, right? He exaggerated the faults and everyone else was making faults. Yeah. Cool. All right. Well, that we just touched on a lot of things here, but again, just consider, I'll throw up one more slide here just for everyone to see this. Let's see. Just want to just recap everything real quick. Guidelines for when you do confess. Some thoughts I had that I just quickly wrote down. Number one, own your sin. Own it. You know, take responsibility for it. Say, I did it. Commit to change your behavior with God's help. Say, you know, with God's help, I'm going to change my ways in a real, authentic, genuine way. Identify the sins according to the word. Again, yeah, you understand that. Trust Christ's forgiveness. As hard as it is to do those things, Jesus' forgiveness is full. You're filled up with his forgiveness. You're his child again. All as far as the east is removed from the west, it's done. It's over. There isn't any kind of documenting of what happened. That's beautiful. Then once you trust Christ's forgiveness, now it's time to go to that person. All right. So the thought here is go as a beggar, right? That's kind of a strong way to put it. Oftentimes we go as kind of self-justified, like, well, I did it because I was trying to do something good for everyone else and trying to just do the best. Blah, blah, blah. Nope. Go as a beggar. Martin Luther did this all the time. When he confessed to sin, he always approached it as a beggar. I'm sorry. I'm coming to you. I'm asking for your forgiveness. And then ask for the forgiveness and express sorrow for the hurt your sin caused. And be willing to bear the consequence. So just some thoughts there. So any final comments? Please email me. I did get like 3 or 4 emails from last week's lesson. So I love that. And just say, Pastor, I didn't really understand what you were talking about this, or I didn't really see that. That really helps me as I prepare each week and thinking about how to present items. So again, hopefully this is helpful. Confession to others. It's hard. It's hard. It's just downright hard, but it's what Jesus wants us to do. I'm 100% certain of that. And it's the way to peace. It's the way to peace. So let's pray and get ready for worship today. Dear Lord, we thank you for this gift of confessing to others. It's intimidating to think that we would need to confess to others, but Lord, we want peace. We don't want to be a part of chaos and conflict. We want your peace. And so Lord, teach us to do those hard things, to confess, to work on forgiveness and to share that with others. And I thank you for that's how that operates here at Peace Lutheran Church. May we share that practice with others so that they can have peace as well in their life. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you, online viewers. We'll let you go. We got worship in about 14 minutes. Oscar's giving me the eye over here. See you later. Hey, Tim.